Every breath I find your grace. In the rhythm of life, your majesty shines in every place. In the rhythm of life, your majesty shines in every place. Recognition of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Recognition of Allah Almighty And we're going to continue from our previous episode where we were discussing the creating power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah ta'ala is Al-Khaliq He is the creator of everything. خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ فَعْبُدُوهُ He mentions in the Quran al-Kareem that He created everything. So, you must worship Him. Now, we touched upon how Allah Ta'ala has created various kinds of creatures. Humankind, jinnkind, angels, animals, all sorts of things. We discussed how just the angels who are carrying the arsh of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, how big they are in terms of size. Massive. Allah Ta'ala has the qudra to do that. We discussed Jibreel alayhi salam, how just two of his wings encompass the heavens. Allahu Akbar. And he has 600 wings in total. But when he would come to the Prophet alayhi salatu salam, he would visit in human form, many times in the form of Sayyiduna Dihya Kalbi radiallahu ta'ala, who was a beautiful and handsome sahabi of the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. We'll continue. If you look at other creations, Allah Ta'ala has created Jannat, paradise. Allah Ta'ala has created Jahannam, hellfire. If you look at Jannah, paradise itself, how massive is that? Again, this is a manifestation of the creating power of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about Jannat and He says, عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ The width of paradise is as big as the heavens and the earth. Massive. وَعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ Allah Ta'ala has prepared paradise for the pious people. So we learn from this that this dunya that we live in, this zameen, this earth that we live upon, in comparison to other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we have described, it's like just one grain of sand in vast deserts. Allahu Akbar. This is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at other creations, the sun. Allah ta'ala created the sun. وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرِ Allah ta'ala has made the sun and the moon subservient and they work according to his will. How big is the sun itself? Scientists have been studying, working out how big the sun is and they've come to the conclusion the sun is 1.3 million times bigger than the earth. That's how big the sun is. Allahu Akbar. 1.3 million times bigger than the earth. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And that's why when paradise was described, the width of paradise, it was said it encompasses the heavens and the earth. That's how big the creation of Allah is. Imagine how big paradise is itself. Subhanallah, we're told in a narration that the person who will have the lowest rank in paradise, the most lowest rank, how much earth will he inherit? Meaning how much land will he inherit in paradise? How much will be gifted and bestowed to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We're told in a hadith, that the amount of bounties, remember that land will not just be barren land, you will have palaces upon it, lush gardens, rivers flowing, all sorts of things that have been described in hadith by the Prophet ﷺ. But in the narration we're told that the person with the lowest rank in paradise, remember this person will be taken out of hellfire, he'll enter Jannah. He'll be the last person to go to Jannah. Billions and billions, trillions of people maybe even have entered before him. Now, when this person enters Jannah, Allah Ta'ala will grant him such amount of land which is 10 times greater than the size of the earth. 10 times over. Allahu Akbar. Imagine the earth. We think it's massive to go from one side of the dunya to the other side. One country to another country. One continent to another continent. Thousands and thousands and thousands of miles. But in Jannah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will grant this person who is of the lowest degree, meaning the lowest rank, the final person to enter Jannah after coming out of Jahannam, Allah Ta'ala will grant him land which is equivalent to 10 earths, meaning more than 10 times the earth. That's what the narration mentions. This is the mercy of Allah. This is the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the creation of Allah. Allah has created Jannah. Look at the power of Allah ta'ala's creation. His creating power. It leaves us amazed. Another hadith tells us that when all of the dwellers of paradise enter into paradise through the grace, the fadl, the mercy, the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will still remain land, unoccupied land in paradise. And the people will request in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people of paradise, they will say, Ya Allah, is there anyone else yet to come? Meaning send more people, because there's so much land to go around. There's so much land still left. Allahu Akbar. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create, He will create a new creation, and He will fill Jannah, paradise, with those people who will inherit that land which was unoccupied and nobody had. Now from this itself, what do we learn? Allahu Akbar. That this is the greatness of Allah's creating power. Allah's takhliq, He's the creator, He's the khaliq. Look at how vast He's created these things, the earth, the heavens, Jannah, Jahannam. And the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so precise, so intricate. Take for example bacteria. A person studies it, becomes lost in it, meaning it's so difficult to fathom. We can't even see it with our eyes. We need to put it under a microscope. And even then, to work out what that bacteria contains, what it consists of, it's a different matter. It takes a long time for us to understand. So we see the manifestation of Allah's creating everywhere, all around us. And what we need to do is we need to utilize our intellect in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gain His ma'rifah. This is the goal in life. This is our aim in life. And this is what we've been discussing throughout our series. How to recognize Allah, how to know Allah. Now we were discussing the takhliq of Allah. Allah is the khaliq, and how He's all powerful. Now just going back to it, we were discussing the hamilin arsh, the angels who are carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one riwayah, it states in one riwayah, in one narration, how those hamilin arsh, the carriers of the arsh, they praise Allah and they glorify Allah in a very beautiful and unique way. But the eight angels, as we discussed, and what is the tasbih that they utter, that they say? We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all merciful to us, compassionate to us. Allah ta'ala is generous towards us. Allah ta'ala is the one who bestows all bounties upon us. And this glorification of the angels, those khas angels who are carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is something that we should also read as well, because we are recipients of all of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah, the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we consider Allah has protected us from being exposed, Allah ta'ala has covered our sins, Allah ta'ala has veiled us, Allah ta'ala has forgiven us, Allah ta'ala forgives us when we do tawbah, He's all merciful to us. Allahu Akbar, we are in need of saying these kalimat. What are these kalimat? The narration states that these angels, hamilin arsh, they speak to one another in a very gentle tone of voice. And four of those angels, they say the following, Subhanaka wa bihamdika ala hilmika ba'da ilmika. Allahu Akbar Kabira. What did they say? Subhanaka wa bihamdika. That purity be to you. Meaning, oh Allah, you are pure. Wa bihamdika, and with your praise, with your glorification. Upon what? Ala hilmika ba'da ilmika. Upon the fact that you are forbearing, even though you have complete knowledge regarding our state. Meaning you are forbearing despite the fact that you are all knowledgeable regarding our state, how we're sinful, how we transgress, how we do wrong, how we violate the laws of Allah, how we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cross every barrier. Yet, what the angels are saying befits our state. We should say this because the angels are sinless, the angels are ma'soom. But we need to be saying these kalimat all the time. Subhanaka wa bihamdika. Oh Allah, you're pure. And with your tasbih, with your glorification and praise, ala hilmika ba'da ilmika. We praise you because you're forbearing, even though you know our state. Meaning Allah gives us time. Allah gives us time to repent. Allah continues showering His mercy upon us, despite knowing. In the dunya, if somebody knew a certain thing about you, they knew a certain private sin, something we've done which is wrong, and it could harm us if the people found out, that person would always look down upon us. That person would always think negative regarding us. That person would always think, I don't know why people praise him, I know what he's done or I know what he did. So in the dunya, people do not forgive very easily. People keep these things in mind regarding others, and they're judgmental of others because of what they know regarding them. And they don't give any consideration to the fact that a person could have done tawbatun nasuha, meaning a wholehearted repentance, a sincere repentance where Allah Ta'ala has forgiven them and they've changed their ways for the better, despite the sins that they were indulging. They've left them forever. They're remorseful, they're regretful. They've fulfilled the shara'it, the conditions of tawbah. But because that person, simply because he knows that at one stage in his life the person committed a sin, he will always hold that against him. And this is not a very good way of thinking. This is not a very good way of looking at people and viewing people. It's incorrect. Otherwise, if you look throughout the ages, we had people who were alcoholics, who were highway robbers, who committed great crimes and sins. Yet, when they were blessed by Allah with true repentance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed that person's situation and made him the wali of his time. Look at Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad, Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, Habib Ajami, Bishr Hafi, rahimahumullah ta'ala, and many others. They weren't always, you know, in this state of wilaya. They had a past, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave them. Allah ta'ala accepted their repentance. And the repentance was so strong that today, when we remember them, we say, rahmatullahi ta'ala. We pray for them. We ask Allah to make us like them, following their footsteps. But which footsteps? Those footsteps that they took, having been gifted by Allah with the rank of wilaya. We don't look at the past life. Nobody today will say, oh, I don't like Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad because once upon a time he did this. Or Bishr Hafi, previously he was like this. Allah forgave that. So this is the mindset that we should have. Just like those people in the past realized that Allah Ta'ala has granted those very same people who were once disobedient, Allah has granted them a high maqam. People respected them. They would get out of the way for them. They would stand up in honor for them. Today, what we need to do is we overlook things. We need to overlook things. And just as we want to be treated, if people know about us, certain sins, we wouldn't want them to hold it against us for the rest of their lives because we did a sin 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Because people know, or a person knows a particular thing about us, we wouldn't want him to forever look down on us because of it. So we shouldn't want that for others. We shouldn't hold that against others. We should think that that person, he may have changed his life. And there are signs that a person has changed his life. He becomes pious, he becomes obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He leaves his sinful ways, he protects his tongue, he protects his eyes, he protects his limbs from sin. So, going back to it, the Hamidin Arsh, those angels who carry the Arsh of Allah, what are they saying? How are they glorifying Allah? They are saying, Subhanaka wa bihamdika ala hilmika ba'da ilmik. Oh Allah, you're pure, and with your praise, upon the fact that you are forbearing towards us, even though you have complete knowledge of our state. You know how sinful we are. Allahu Akbar Kabir. Meaning in an instant, Allah Ta'ala could punish someone. In an instant, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala could disgrace and humiliate someone. He is Mudhil, could disgrace someone. But Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is Halim as well. Many times when Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala overlooks, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala forgives, Allah Ta'ala grants respite. And we shouldn't take advantage of that. We should realize that. We should think, Ya Allah, it is your karam that I'm still standing upon the earth. You could have made me sink into the earth like Qarun, ma'adallah. But Ya Allah, this is your mercy upon me. This is your grace upon me. So this was the tasbih mentioned by those hamilin arsh, those angels that carry the arsh of Allah. And this narration is in Shu'abul Iman. Now, we're speaking about Al-Khaliq. There's another sifa which is linked in meaning as well. And that is al-bari'u. And this also means creating, the one who created. But if you look at the subtle differences, then the ulama have written, the al-bari' is the one who brings that thing into existence after non-existence. So al-khaliq is, you could say, the design. A human being will look like this, skeleton. And then al-bari' is when it comes into fruition, that design does. When Allah Ta'ala creates that being, comes into existence, then he is Al-Bari'. And this sifa is used along with Khaliq in the Quran as well. Huwallahu al-Khaliqu al-Bari'u al-Musawwir lahu al-Asma'u al-Husna. The Quran mentions, he is Al-Khaliq, he is Al-Bari'. And the third sifa we heard was Al-Musawwir. Now, what's the difference? Again, they seem similar. Al-Khaliq, Al-Bari, Al-Musawwir. Al-Khaliq, we heard, if you were to look at the subtle differences, Al-Khaliq is the one who designs. And then Al-Bari brings that design into existence, like Insan, for example. Insan comes into existence. And Al-Musawwir, this means the one who creates the appearance of that thing. So if you look at species, for example, humans, under humans, you have some people with dark skin, some people with light skin, the complexions are different, eye colors are different. Then you look at animals, for example, within animals, you have various animals, each one differently, each one looks different, appearance is different. Look at aquatic animals, different. So Allah Ta'ala is the one who grants the surah, the appearance, complexion, countenance to something. And He is the best creator. He is the greatest of all creators. And He is the haqiqi creator. Meaning when we create something in the dunya, this is majazan, figuratively. So someone makes a car or builds a house. But in actual fact, Allah Ta'ala is the haqiqi creator. And if you look at the complexity of Allah Ta'ala's creation, then you will truly understand that He is the haqiqi creator. Anything we do is limited. It's naqis, it's defected, it needs refining, it needs modifying, it needs upgrading. The creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. He says, kun fayakun. Never needs updating, never needs modifying. So, if you look at, for example, even insects, butterflies, even butterflies themselves, colorful, look how beautifully they've been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Within butterflies, you have so many kinds, various kinds. Look at the flowers of the dunya, look at the bouquet of flowers, or look at the flowers found in various parts of the world, each one different, has its own characteristics, has its own uniqueness. Who is this? This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granting surah appearance to those creations. So He is Al-Khaliq, He is Al-Bari, He is Al-Musawwir. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the various creatures, He created them in the most perfect manner. Now, if you, for example, take human features and you were to put them on animals, or vice versa, it'd look weird, or wouldn't match, wouldn't be compatible. But look how Allah Ta'ala has created humans in the most perfect way. You take human eyes, put them on an animal. You take animal lips, the lips of, I don't know, a monkey, or lips of a bear, or a tiger. You put them on insan. Look weird. Allah Ta'ala is the one whose creating power is unique and it's perfect, filled with wisdom. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And like we said before, there's no need for refining, there's no need for modifying, there's no need for changing, there's no need for altering. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in Al-Quran Al-Kareem? He says, Allahu alladhi ja'ala lakum al-arda qararan was-samaa'a binaa'an wa sawwarakum fa ahsana suwarakum wa razaqakum min at-tayyibat dhalikum Allahu rabbukum fatabarakallahu rabbul alamin. Meaning, it is Allah who has made the earth stationary for you, and He made the skies an elevated roof for you. Wa sawwarakum, and He is the one who granted you appearances. Fa ahsana suwarakum, and He made your appearances beautiful. Wa razaqakum min at-tayyibat, and He granted you pure things, meaning He gave you pure sustenance. That is your Lord. Fatabarakallahu rabbul alameen. Allah Ta'ala is the blessed one, who is the Lord of all the worlds. So this is the grandeur, the excellence, the shan, the greatness of our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Khaliq, He is Bari, He is Musawwir. And we just touched upon this slightly. What was the aim? To gain the ma'rifah of Allah. We pray that for the sake of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala blesses us and enriches our hearts with His ma'rifah, with His gnosis and His recognition. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every breath I find your grace. In the rhythm of life your majesty shines in every place. In the rhythm of life your majesty shines in every place. Recognition of Allah.